Hey, this is Mike Zito from Nederland, Texas, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bryan.
On the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. And streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Welcome to this special edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming at SundayNightBlues.net. Thank you so much for being a part of Sunday Night Blues as we bring you the best in blues from the Sunday Night Blues studios. Philip Bryan, your host. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Taos Blues by the Bay, The Pasta House, Scooter's Bar and Grill, and Wingin' It's. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. Check out SundayNightBlues.net website, click on our sponsor page, and check out the Sunday Night Blues sponsors. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of Sunday Night Blues, all the information is at the website, SundayNightBlues.net. On tonight's show, the Red Devils, Walter Trout, Bridge Kelly, and our Sunday Night Blues double shot is coming from Essexville, Michigan. Marsha emailed Sunday Night Blues tonight and asked for a Sunday Night Blues double shot with a blues band called King King. Tonight on our 100th episode of Sunday Night Blues, we welcome into the Sunday Night Blues studios Mike Zito from Nederland, Texas. Mike Zito on Sunday Night Blues tonight. Coming up, Ole Brown and Bonnie Raitt. As we start off Sunday Night Blues tonight with a blues song that was used in a TV show called Sons of Anarchy. Off his Greyhound CD, Mike Zito is here on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Roll On. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening with Sunday Night Blues right here on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming at SundayNightBlues.net.
Time keeps on ticking, world spin around and around. Every time we close our eyes, we wake up on the other side. We can try and fight it, push up against the grain, but it don't really matter, it's gonna happen either way. It's best to just keep moving, our baby, roll on. Yeah, she might say she loves you, she might walk away. He's not sure if you're the one to get him through his day. But there is someone out there, someone not like you. Can't give up the fight for love, got to push on through. Best to just keep moving, oh baby, roll. Try false opinions, try false beliefs.
102.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Ole Brown, and Every Day I Got the Blues. Ole Brown is a British blues guitarist and singer-songwriter from Norfolk, England. Ole Brown here on Sunday Night Blues tonight. This next blues musician is an American blues singer-songwriter with 10 Grammy Awards. Off her CD called The Best Of, here is Bonnie Raitt on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Love Me Like a Man.
These men that I've been seeing, baby, got their soul up on the shelf. You know they could never love me when they can't even love themselves. But I need someone to love me, someone to really understand. Who won't put himself above me, who just loves me like a man.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Bonnie Raitt and Love Me Like a Man. Love Me Like a Man is on Bonnie Raitt's CD called The Best Of. Tonight's show is brought to you by The Pasta House, located in Kendy, Michigan. Come and enjoy a fun-filled day at The Pasta House with the rock climb, putt-putt golf, and the water slide, and of course, great food at The Pasta House. This is located in Kendy, Michigan. Proud sponsors of Sunday Night Blues. Tonight, Mike Zito is with us in the Sunday Night Blues studios. That is coming up this hour. And our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight is a band from Glasgow, the largest city in Scotland. The blues band known as King King. Coming up here on Sunday Night Blues, some heavy swamp blues, Doug Duffery. And up next, brand new from that band with the Motown sound here on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW and streaming at SundayNightBlues.net.
Carpools, conferences, microwave dinners. They blur one into the next. We lose ourselves in the fog of everyday life and drift away from what matters. But like a beacon in the night, it finds us. The light of more than 100 lighthouses burning through that fog and beckoning us back to what's real and true. This light shines for us all. This light is Pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Some people say we fell in love at first sight, but for me, it was getting to know you over time. After sharing our 11 years together, I know I can make our lives even better. Chad, will you marry me?
If commitments make you uneasy, make this the season for a relationship with a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid cell phone. This Christmas season, get a free Samsung Chrono cell phone, free activation, up to 1,750 minutes or 1,166 texts, all for just $49. That's right, free phone, free activation, and over 1,000 minutes or texts for just $49. And there's no contract and no commitment. Stop by any office of Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Barrow, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Visit an authorized agent or click on thumbcellular.com. Terms of service apply.
Welcome back to this edition of Sunday Night Blues as tonight's show here on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan. Glad to have you along for this Sunday evening. Philip Ryan, your host. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wingin'. It's located on Newman Street in downtown East Hollis, Michigan. Good friends, great food, everything sports. Check out Wingin' It's at SundayNightBlues.net. Tonight, Mike Zito is our guest in the Sunday Night Blues Studios. That's coming up this hour. Also on the way, we're going to hear some heavy swamp blues, and Doug Duffery are on the way. This blues band is known for down-home blues with a mix of Motown. They brought the tent down at Taos Blues by the Bay when they closed it out on that Sunday afternoon with three encores. Brand new from Big Ray and the Motor City Kings and Into My Blues here on Sunday Night Blues.
This is Big Ray from Big Ray and the Motor City Kings from downriver Michigan. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
On the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan. And streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Good day! Detroit funk, hit me now. Yeah! I'm gonna tell you about a little story about this sweet thing I know I'm gonna listen. Hair like the sun, eyes like the greenest glade, skin so soft, don't ever be the same. Into my blue, yes, that's where you rule. Yes, got you into my. I couldn't melt. Touch on a grown man ain't never felt. Into my blues, baby, that's what you'll rule. Got you into my blues, and that's where your heart will rule, yeah. Into my blues, all because of you.
circles around your heart.
Thank you. can buzz all night long.
Said now I'm a king bee now, baby. 102.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Ray Jabbert. And some heavy swamp blues here on Sunday Night Blues tonight with I'm a King Bee, a Slim Harpo's classic. Our next blues musician has been performing for over 40 years from Monroe, Louisiana, Doug Duffery, and a great piano version of St. James Infirmary here on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. No matter where she
Never find a sweet man like me.
like me. Never find a sweet man like me. Never find a sweet man like me.
One on 2.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Doug Duffery, a man of many talents, singer, songwriter, pianist, bandleader, poet, music publisher, and inducted into the Louisiana Hall of Fame. Doug Duffery and St. James Infirmary right here on Sunday Night Blues tonight. Check out our website, sundaynightblues.net, and read all about our musicians that perform on Sunday Night Blues tonight. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. Now, coming up on October 20th, I believe, Sunday Night Blues will be at Callahan's as a judge to vote the best of the blues to represent the Detroit Blues Society in Memphis. Coming up, our Sunday Night Blues conversation with Mike Zito here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Are you looking to hire an IT specialist or a logistics expert, a medical technician, or a security professional? Well, there are some very qualified candidates out there. America's wounded warriors. These men and women returning from battle are eager to get back to life at home and a good job. Some have wounds you can see, and some have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. For these accomplished professionals, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps wounded warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These warriors have world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork. And to ensure proper placement for each individual, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right candidate for the job. When your company is looking to hire talented, highly trained employees, contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
Taos Blues by the Bay takes its time to thank everyone for a huge success for this year's Taos Blues by the Bay Festival. This year's festival set records in attendance, vendor sales, and ticket sales. Thanks to the volunteers and staff for what might go down as the most successful Taos Blues by the Bay Festival so far. But they're not done yet. The bar has been set, and next year promises to be even more exciting for Taos Blues by the Bay. The festival ranks in the top three in the state of Michigan, so make your plans for next year's Taos Blues by the Bay. Here's how you remember. It's the weekend before Labor Day in the month of August. Taos Blues by the Bay, located on the corner of Newman Street and U.S. 23 in the beautiful Harbor Park. Walking distance to the State Dock and downtown East Taos, overlooking beautiful Taos Bay. Visit bluesbythebaytaos.org for more information and like them on Facebook. Taos Blues by the Bay. If you missed this year's festival, you missed a good one. So we'll see you next year for Taos Blues by the Bay. Visit them at bluesbythebaytaos.org or sundaynightblues.net. Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. And tonight we welcome into the Sunday Night Blues studios from Nederland, Texas, Mike Zito. And Mike, welcome to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Hey, it's good to be here, Philip. Thank you.
It's great. It's great to have you on here. I've been looking forward to this interview for quite a while. Mike Zito on Sunday Night Blues. And Mike, you started singing at the age of five, and today you're 42. How hard was it to get to this point in your career?
Well, it took every bit of the 5 years. My math is not so good. 37 years.
Okay.
It took every bit of the, 37 years of, trying to, you have a desire when you're young and maybe a little bit of talent. And but for me, I mean, no one in my family played music, so it took time. I had to, once I got older and I got into high school, I met guys that had, taken lessons with their guitar and did, knew how to do things that I didn't. So I learned along the way, started playing, in bars and making money. And maybe I was 18 or 19 and did that. I've been doing it ever since. But I did it for years when I lived in St. Louis. I mean, probably 10 years straight, just playing 5-6 nights a week, learning songs and trying to play licks, and trying to sing and accompany myself. And it takes a long time and a lot of practice. And I really think that's the way you really hone it, is getting out there and doing it. But I started making my own records and
writing my own songs and trying to get my music out there. And, you know, it's a long... I was never going after fame and fortune to try to be, you know, the most famous person. I was trying to, in my heart and my mind, trying to, you know, get to see if I could try to be as good as the people I thought that were so great, you know, with Allman Brothers, B.B. King and Muddy Waters and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and, you know, trying to compete with the best in my heart, which is impossible. But that was always my plan, was trying to see how good I could get. So, and that's a never-ending battle. I'm still doing that today. So,
you have a great voice, man. I really appreciate the music that you put out there. I've played you a lot on Sunday Night Blues.
I appreciate that.
You know, who was the first national act that you opened for or shared the stage with?
Well, let me think here. Back in St. Louis, you know, we did some shows that were, you know, kind of maybe just sharing the stage at a club. But I think the very first time that somebody come through, I had put out my first record in 1998. And Walter Trout had just had a big hit in St. Louis around 1999 or so. And he came to play Mississippi Nights. And the radio station, KC95, was having him. It was a big concert. And they liked me, and they called us and asked us to open up for Walter Trout. It was a couple thousand people at Mississippi Nights. And, you know, that's where I met Walter Trout. And we became dear friends. And I got to play with him over the years many times. He's done so much for me, and that's probably the first person I ever really got to, you know, get in front of that was touring. And when I saw him, I thought, now that's exactly what I want to do. I want to do what that guy's doing.
Mike Zito with us on Sunday Night Blues. And Mike, in 2006, your CD Superman came out. Who was on the front cover, and how did the fans react to it after you sent it to Bluesville?
Well, the front cover is my son, my oldest son, Zach Zito. He's now 18 and off in college. But at the time, he was about 4 or 5, and he was, you know, he's been playing guitar since he was a kid. And my sister-in-law took a picture of him, and I just always loved that picture and the look on his face, and thought it was, you know, would make a great album cover. That was the, you know, the last independent record I made. That's one of the best, you know, that was my big break with Superman. I made that album, and I sent it off to Bluesville and got it sent out, and it started getting played on Bluesville. It started playing the Superman cut, and sent it off to Randy Chirkoff at Eclecto Groove Records and Delta Groove Records. And, you know, within by 2007, we signed a recording contract. So the album really did well for me and got me started, got my career going. It was probably my fifth independent album, but a lot of the other ones I made back in St. Louis, they were good, but I wasn't quite honed in yet, and I was doing a lot of drinking and partying. So I wasn't really, you know, as focused as I was by the time I did Superman. So, Superman really kind of got the ball rolling for me.
So on that CD, what song do you usually play off that when you play at your gigs?
Well, we always play Superman still. It actually, that song made it onto my first album, the Today album. We re-recorded that song. So we always play Superman. That always goes over well, and I like that. You know, I still like for that song.
Your sexy eyes are on tonight. You're looking for a one-way flight. You need a man to ease your Superman. Your troubles, lies, and mysteries.
switching up, I see. So you feel like running off in some kind of dream. But dreams sometimes they do come true. Chance on love at first sight. So baby, don't you worry now, 'cause I'll be coming right to you. This man I steal, he surely understands. You need a Superman.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Superman off Mike Zito's CD called Superman. And Mike, you have a few videos on YouTube, and one of them is a great recording of Little Red Corvette by Prince. What inspired you to remake the song, and have you ever met Prince before?
Well, I've never had the honor of meeting Prince. That would be pretty amazing. I had been, you know, like I said, I grew up playing for a living since I was, you know, about 18 or 19. Somewhere along there in my 20s, I was doing solo acoustic shows and learning a lot of cover songs and just needing to playing, you know, to make money to pay my bills. And so I needed to learn a lot of songs. That was the song I loved from when I was a kid, and I worked up, you know, a version of it along with many other cover songs, just songs I learned along the way. So I had material to play on my, you know, Monday, Tuesday night acoustic shows, and that was one of them. But, you know, I've never been very good at learning songs the way they actually are, so I had to figure out, like, my own versions of them. I can't sing like Prince, so I'd have to, you know, work it up. So I always had that, just one of my songs, and when David Z, produced my album today, and he's produced many albums for me now. His brother was the drummer with Prince and Revolution. He produced Purple Rain and several Prince albums.
Wow.
And when we got in the studio together, my manager said, you know, you should play him that Little Red Corvette. And I reluctantly did, and he said, man, we got to record that. And so he really convinced me to record it, and we did. And but I have been told through him that Prince has heard it, because Prince doesn't allow
right.
any of his music on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Unless he approves. And if anyone covers, he makes them pull it down. But what I've been told is he heard that version and thought it was good enough that he hasn't asked us to pull my version off of YouTube, that he liked it well enough. So I thought that was pretty amazing.
That's great.
If that's true. We'll hope that it's true.
Well, I guess I should have known by the way you brought your car sideways that it wouldn't last. You're the kind of person who believes in making outlaws, love them and leave them fast. Well, I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojans and some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. You say, what have I got to lose? Well, I say, red or red color. Darling, you're much too fierce. Little red Corvette, you need a lover that's gonna lay. Lord, and I should have closed my eyes. You drove me to the place where your horses roam. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of jockeys who ever found me. Well, believe it or not, I started to worry, wondering if I had enough clay. Yeah. It was Saturday night. I guess that makes it all right. And you say, baby, we got enough gas. And I say, get a red car. To face, get a red calling. You need a lover that's gonna lay it. How long? Gotta be in James with an S on the verge of being obscene. So move over, baby, Lord, and give me the keys. I'm on time, take your little red. Love me, see, little red, call me. Darling, you need a lover that's gonna lay. Yes. Little red, call me. You need a lover.
One on 2.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Mike Zito and an excellent version of Little Red Corvette, a song written and recorded by Prince. Mike Zito, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. And coming up in our next hour of The Best in Blues, we'll continue our interview with Mike Zito. Check out SundayNightBlues.net for information about our Sunday Night Blues guest, Mike Zito. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Taos Blues by the Bay, The Pasta House, Scooter's Bar and Grill, and by Winginess. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening right here on 102.1 WLEW Sunday Night Blues and streaming at SundayNightBlues.net.
hon. I think it's time to get Bobby his own phone.
I don't think that's necessary. He's not even in high school yet. That's a lot of money to spend for someone so young.
But Thumb Cellular is offering something new. It's the starter plan. It has unlimited nationwide texting and free calling to ours and other Thumb Cellular phones throughout the Thumb area. Best part of it all, it is only $14.99 a month.
That's a great deal. It would be nice if Bobby had his own phone to call me when practice is done or when he needs a ride. And for under $15 a month, it won't break our budget. This will be a cool Christmas present for him.
Stop into Thumb Cellular, Bad Axe, Carol Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the starter plan. Just $14.99 a month added to your account, and you can even choose a free cell phone. Terms of service apply. It's new. It's affordable. A cell phone for your teen for only $14.99. Only at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Talk of the Thumb.
Welcome back to our second hour of The Best in Blues. Philip Ryan, your host, bringing you The Best in Blues from the Sunday Night Blues Studios right here on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net. Hey, thanks to these folks for tuning in to tonight's show, Jerry Schmidt, Anne-Marie Matthews. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Taos Blues by the Bay, Wingin' the Pasta House, and by Scooter's Bar and Grill. Check out our website, SundayNightBlues.net. Click on our sponsor page and support the businesses that supports Sunday Night Blues. Mike Zito, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios, that is coming up this hour. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot is for Maria from Essexville, Michigan. King King is our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight. Walter Trout, the Red Devils, and Bridge Kelly coming up in this hour of the Best in Blues. Coming up, we have an email request for the Billman Brothers and a quote from a blues man from the West Coast. Turn off your TV. Starting up our second hour of Sunday Night Blues Special Edition tonight, right here on 102.1 WLEW Bed Axe, Michigan, is two lovely ladies from different countries and putting a CD full of songs special to these lovely ladies of the blues. Check out SundayNightBlues.net and read all about the CD from Nicole Hart and Annie Piper called Split Second. Here is 12 Bar Blues on Sunday Night Blues.
This is Annie Piper from the Blues Leaf Records label.
Hi, this is Nicole Hart, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
On 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
I ain't never asked why, coming home late. Never giving a problem, I just sit up and wait. Makes me crazy, but you put me through. But tonight's my night for drinking in 12-bar blues. I won't make you no dinner. I'll leave you here to starve. Make you feel hungry like times are hard. Flip in a coin to see if I'm leaving you. But tonight's my night for drinking in 12-bar blues.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with the Billman Brothers. By request for Marie out of Oscoda, Memphis Thing, Emmy Award-winning Billman Brothers are a hard-rocking, bluesy, funky force of nature blues band. Check out the Billman Brothers at the website sundaynightblues.net. Mike Zito, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios, that is on the way. But first, turn off your TV. Walter Trout on Sunday Night Blues tonight on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues, and streaming at sundaynightblues.net.
Turn off your TV. They're just trying to sell you shoes. Perfume, cars, and bubble gum. Cocoa puffs and booze. They got the latest info on what you need to wear. How to lose 100 pounds and be a millionaire. To be all that you can be, you got to turn off your TV. They tell you what to eat. And they tell you what to drink. They tell you who to vote for. They tell you what to think. They got the medication for all your aches and pains. And if your head's falling out, clogging up the drains. Be all that you can be. Turn off your TV. Just turn it off.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues, and Turn Off Your TV off Walter Trout's CD called Blues for the Modern Days. Walter Trout here on Sunday Night Blues. Well, last year, Sunday Night Blues was honored to be asked to judge the finals for the Detroit Blues Challenge at Callahan's. This is located in Auburn Hills, Michigan. Well, we're invited back to judge again this year as the Detroit Blues Society presents the Detroit Blues Challenge on October 20th, starting at 4 p.m. at Callahan's. Check out sundaynightblues.net for the details for the Detroit Blues Challenge coming up on October 20th. Coming up, our interview with Mike Zito from Netherland, Texas, here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
This is Peter Jay. I'm the front-of-house sound engineer at Callahan's Music Hall in Auburn Hills, Michigan. And I own and operate Peter Jay Audio Post. tickets can be purchased online at www.atcallahans.com. Thank you, and we hope to see you at Callahan's Music Hall.
America's wounded warriors are coming home. After serving on foreign shores, these brave men and women are returning to their families and communities. Many have wounds you can see, and many have wounds you can't see, like post-traumatic stress disorder. Now that these warriors are back home, they are ready to enter the civilian workforce. To help, Wounded Warrior Project has developed the Warriors to Work program, a career counseling service that helps warriors translate their military experience to the civilian workplace. These extraordinary men and women bring proven world-class job skills and a unique perspective on teamwork to the job. And to ensure the right warrior finds the right job, Wounded Warrior Project works with employers to find just the right match. When you hire a wounded warrior, you hire an intelligent, talented, and committed new employee. Contact Wounded Warrior Project at findwwp.org. Welcome home the brave.
Hey, this is Mike Zito from Needle in Texas, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
On the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Pearl River, if you could talk, what would you say? Pearl River, if you could talk, what would you say? Would you tell how many strange fruit your dark waters washed away? Finger still.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Pearl River off Mike Zito's CD called Pearl River. That was released back in 2009. Now, on the production of the CD, Mike got help from guitarist Anders Osborne and Sarah Neville. And Mike, welcome back to Sunday Night Blues. And how did Anders Osborne and Sarah Neville help you with the CD Pearl River?
Well, that was another big jump. Pearl River was a big jump for me in my career. I started to realize the importance of, you know, like telling a story in an album. And so my idea was, I'm living down in Southeast Texas now. I've been working out of New Orleans. My grandfather came from Sicily to New Orleans, and there's a lot of Zitos in New Orleans, and that's where my family started. So I thought, well, this would be great. I'm going to go to New Orleans and make a record, and I'm going to get some of my favorite people around New Orleans to come in and help me with this record. So I had Anders Osborne, Cheryl Neville, Johnny Santone, Susan Calcell, you know, come in and perform on this record with me and write some songs. And that was a big success for me. That album was nominated for the Rock Blues Album of the Year, and the song Pearl River that Cheryl Neville and I co-wrote together was nominated for the Blues Song of the Year, and we were very fortunate in 2010 that we won the Song of the Year Blues Music Award for Pearl River. So between Anders, we did a video for the song Anders and I recorded called One Step at a Time, which did really well for us. Between Anders and Cheryl and all the other folks that helped, that album really helped put me on the map and get my career really jump started, you know, to come out and get a couple nominations and win an award and to be working with these guys. These are masters, you know.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic, you know. That song, Pearl River, is what really kind of led and inspired to the aforementioned Royal Southern Brotherhood.
So tell us about the Royal Southern Brotherhood band that you're involved with.
Absolutely. The Royal Southern Brotherhood, like I said, it kind of came about from my work with Cheryl Neville and our success with songwriting. And we really, you know, bonded and became close and continued to write songs together. And then Devin Allman magically appeared. But I've known Devin Allman for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've known him in St. Louis. We played in, you know, opposite bands. And then by 1999, we worked together at a guitar center two or three years and got to be friends. And so over the years, I've seen him out on the road and I've known him for a long time and, you know, would stay in contact with him. And he was looking for a manager. And I told him about my manager in New Orleans who worked with me and Cheryl Neville and Anders Osborne and blah, blah, blah. And he came down to New Orleans and met the manager and everybody started working together. And, you know, it just got brought up like, why don't the three of you get together and see if you can write some songs? And, so we did. We got together, wrote some songs, and we got together and we put a band together, went and played some shows, just kind of a little bit at a time, and it was really gelling. And we thought, well, heck, let's make a record. And so we did. We went and we made a record and took it out on the road, and I think everybody was interested in it and excited about it, but I didn't know if it would be as successful as, you know, we just didn't know.
Uh-huh.
But it's been so fun and such a joy and really taken off. So the band's just been playing nonstop and having a great time. And, you know, we got a live album coming out in the fall, and we're going to go in and record another studio album.
So, that's great.
You know, it's one of those things where you never know. You get together and try it out, and I think the odds were against us, but it's really worked out.
Mike Zito with the band Royal Southern Brotherhood, and Mike on his own has a new CD out called Gone to Texas. We're going to talk to Mike coming up about his new CD, Gone to Texas. But right now, off his new CD, here's Gone to Texas on Sunday Night Blues.
Well, I'm gone to Texas, baby, with my guitar by my side. Well, I'm gone to Texas, baby, with my guitar by I
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Mike Zito off his new CD, Gone to Texas. Mike Zito, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. And Mike, how is your CD, Gone to Texas, doing?
Gone to Texas, like I said, is kind of the end of the, you know, I just had the story I wanted to tell about running away on the Greyhound bus and then ended up in Texas and getting my life together. And Greyhound is got kind of a lost feeling, and I wanted to make a joyful record that, you know, kind of celebrates the, you know, where I'm at now, that I ended up in Texas, you know, in Southeast Texas of all places, really far away from where I grew up, and got my life together and with this wonderful woman and started a, got my family back together, and we have some, you know, kids, and got just everything together and the music. And so this is a different place for me. And now, historically, Gone to Texas is a term from like the 1800s about guys that would run away from the colonies and they'd run away to Texas.
Wow.
A lot of them got their lives together, and I thought, well, that's a great song. So that's what I did. So I wrote the song, and then I thought, well, you know, we should finish that story. So I wrote songs about the area and, you know, the different, you know, like I said, this is all new to me. So we're on the Gulf Coast, and it's different. It's right next to Louisiana. It's a whole other world. So I take it all in. It's a different culture. It's so unique. So I wrote a lot of songs around the area and about my experiences here, and also, you know, cleaning up and getting my life together here. And also it was fun to incorporate the style of music here. They have a certain style of blues and country and rock and roll, the way they kind of mix it all up. And kind of did what we did on Pearl River. I was very fortunate. I brought Mr. Sonny Landreth in on this album for a track, and Mr. Delbert McClinton came in for a track.
Wow, that's excellent.
Yeah, two of my heroes, and you know, Delbert really, to me, signifies like Texas music, and Sonny Landreth lived just about an hour and a half from me in Louisiana, and that kind of Gulf Coast sound, and it was really fun. It was a really fun record, and I got to put my own band together for the first time called The Wheel with a lot of musicians I really like. And I think, you know, we made, to me, for me personally, I think we made the best record I've made yet, just musically and just the whole thing. It's been doing really well. I'm very, very, very thankful.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Mike Zito. And Mike, how can the blues audience here in Mid-Michigan find you?
Absolutely. You can find me online at MikeZito.com, Z-I-T-O. That's my website with all my dates, and also the link to the Royal Southern Brotherhood is on there. And my Facebook is on there. You know, all of the social media is on my website. And then if they're interested in any music, you can get the music at, there's an online store at my website, MikeZito.com, Z-I-T-O.
Known for his guitar playing, singer, producer, and songwriter from St. Louis, Missouri, co-founder of the band Royal Southern Brotherhood, and now resides in Texas with his family. Quite a story, Mike Zito. And Mike, thank you so much for being here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan and introducing yourself to the blues fans right here in Mid-Michigan.
Hey, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for all the support and for playing my music.
I wanted too much. Never worked hard enough. Always blaming God for not being there. I thought I was the only one. I never got anything done. I was hiding in anger and fear. On that high and lonesome road. One step at a time. Trust these feet of mine to carry me on where I belong. I will lay my burden down, down on that solid ground. Maybe one day I'll know how to quiet down this crazy soul. One step at a time.
I was living too hard, breaking everyone's heart, losing my friends again and again. looking back, I wish I had known I didn't have to walk alone. But I got lucky, got a chance to make amends on that high and lonesome road. Yes, one step at a time, I trust these feet of mine to carry me on to where I belong. And I will lay my burden down, down on that solid ground. One day, maybe I'll know how to quiet down this crazy soul. One step at a time.
Sunday Night Blues with Mike Zito and Anders Osborne, and One Step at a Time. We hope you enjoyed our interview with Mike Zito. Check out SundayNightBlues.net on information on Mike Zito. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot with King King on the way here on Sunday Night Blues.
Tired of roaming town for a free Wi-Fi hotspot? Does your day-to-day routine leave you internet-deprived? Wish you could carry a wireless router around in your pocket? Well, you can either get a very long extension cord or check out Thumb Cellular's MiFi option. The MiFi is a small device about the size of a credit card that allows you to take an internet hotspot with you on the go anywhere in the country without having to pay for multiple connections. For as low as $35 a month, you can get double the data, a free MiFi unit, and a free 7-inch tablet when you sign up for service now through the end of the year. You don't even have to pick a favorite device to use the service for, since the Thumb Cellular MiFi unit can connect to up to 5 devices at any one time. You can also get a USB modem or a Netgear router that has a larger and more powerful antenna for use in your home or business, especially in areas where other internet services are less than dependable. Ask for more information about the MiFi hotspot at your nearest Thumb Cellular location. Terms of service apply.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
Welcome back to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, of Sunday Night Blues. Thank you so much for being a part of Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight is from Maria. She is out of Essexville, Michigan. She asked for the band called King King as we start off our Sunday Night Blues double shot with A Heart Without a Soul.
You left me nothing but a pain inside my away my faith, baby. You left my world behind. All that's left for me now, baby, is a tired and broken heart. I was standing in my lonely room, tears running down my eyes. I never meant cause you pay. I hope you realize, as I face this world alone again, there's a strength that I can't find. Why did you leave? Why did you have to go?
we've got a score.
All right.
Tired and broken hearted, shut down and confused, wondering where it all went wrong, or why I feel so used. But how you pushed away my love, got me so confused. Ah, yeah. World of misery. Legs are tied, my heart's to believe, but I can't fall asleep. Now all that's left for me now, baby, is a memory I can't leave. Get out my mind, leave this world behind. Where it all went wrong, but why I feel so used, and how you pushed away my love, it's got me so confused.
Yeah.
it's my foolish insecurity. Can't rid myself of jealousy. Jealousy. Sleep at night. I walk the floor in the pale moonlight. Yes, I blame you, but it's really me. Can't rid myself of jealousy.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with the King King, our Sunday Night Blues double shot. We heard Heart Without a Soul and Jealousy. Thanks to Maria from Essexville, Michigan for that Sunday Night Blues double shot. Check out SundayNightBlues.net. Click on the Sunday Night Blues double shot link and send your request to Sunday Night Blues. Love to hear from you. Going back to 1992 with a location unknown, the Red Devils, a blues rock band from LA featuring Lester Buster on vocal and harp. Well, they're backing Mick Jagger on his blues album called Wandering Spirits with That Ain't Your Business here on Sunday Night Blues.
Yeah. This is the old hooker man from the Levi Rose Experience, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
On the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues, and Tonight Show with Alex Jenkins and the Bombers, and She Wants to Ride. Known as a rhythm and blues, jazz, rockabilly, roots, and Americana with an uptown West Side Chicago sound. Alex Jenkins and the Bombers from Central Illinois on Sunday Night Blues tonight. Thanks to Mike Zito for stopping by in the Sunday Night Blues studios and introducing himself to Mid-Michigan. He's from Nederland, Texas. Mike Zito in the studios tonight. What a great interview. Tonight's show was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Taos Blues by the Bay, The Pasta House, Scooter's Bar and Grill, and by Wingin' It's. If you'd like to support the blues here in mid-Michigan on 102.1 WLEW, all the information is at the website, SundayNightBlues.net. And while you're there, bookmark us, SundayNightBlues.net. Tonight marks our 100th show on 102.1 WLEW, and special thanks to WLEW for believing in the show Sunday Night Blues, and to Eddie Fury, our blues engineer, back at the studio, and a special thanks to you, the blues fans, right here in mid-Michigan, and listening on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net. This is Philip Ryan, keeping the blues alive and well right here in mid-Michigan from the Sunday Night Blues Studios right here on 102.1 WLEW Bad Axe, Michigan, and streaming worldwide at SundayNightBlues.net. A very special hello going out to my granddaughter, Jackie. I love you, and I miss you, baby. Take care, blues fans.
Hey, blues fans, this is Eric Steckel. Thanks for tuning in tonight with Philip Ryan here at Sunday Night Blues. You can find us at SundayNightBlues.net as we close out the show tonight with Philip's Highway off of my 2006 release.